The leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, says Saudi Arabia has declared war on Lebanon by forcing its Prime Minister Saad Hariri into resignation. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah says Hariri is under house arrest in Saudi Arabia, which is frustrated over its failures in the region. He also accused Saudi Arabia of asking Israel to attack Lebanon. Press TV's Beirut correspondent Mariam Saleh has more.
As the Lebanese president continues to draw support from national and international figures in a bid to uncover the truth behind Saad Hariri's resignation in Saudi Arabia, Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah called on all the Lebanese to stand behind President Michel Aoun's responsible administration. Speaking at a ceremony to commemorate Hezbollah's Martyrs' Day and Arba'in, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said Saudi Arabia has declared war on Lebanon, calling for Hariri to return to his country as soon as possible. He described Hariri's resignation as illegal because it was done under pressure.
Hariri's resignation is illegitimate and unconstitutional because it happened under coercion. The current government is still in place and it is legitimate and not resigned. The ministers are not caretaker ministers and there is no meaning for parliamentary consultations now, as some conspirators are demanding. We will conduct parliamentary consultations when the government resigns in a constitutional manner.
Sayed Nasrallah called the Saudi stance a blatant intervention in Lebanon's internal affairs, saying Saudi Arabia is frustrated over its failures in Syria and Iraq despite its efforts to support Daesh. He also underscored Saudi Arabia's failure in destroying the will of the Bahraini people and breaking the resistance of the Yemeni fighters despite their deadly campaign against the country. He noted that Riyadh's plots against Hezbollah will also be foiled.
If the objective is to subjugate Lebanon, it is mistaken and it will fail the same as it failed in all arenas. If the objective is to punish Hezbollah and eradicate it, no one can eradicate Hezbollah, no matter what Saudi Arabia does.
While ruling out the possibility of an Israeli aggression on Lebanon, the leader of the resistance warned the Israelis against any attempt to take advantage of the situation.
In light of the mystery surrounding the situation of Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri and international support for uncovering details about his declared resignation, Hezbollah continues to call for more unity and support for the president's stances in order to avert any danger which could target Lebanon's stability. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.
Well, for more on this, let's go live to Washington, D.C. to talk to Ali Al-Ahmed, director of the IGA. Mr. Al-Ahmed, thank you so much for being with us here on Press TV News. We heard the leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, saying that Saudi Arabia has declared war on Lebanon. Do you believe that Riyadh is really planning to wage a war against Lebanon?
The fact that Saudi Arabia has arrested Saad al-Hariri, the elected prime minister of Lebanon, that is an international war, international law, an act of war. I think that that's a good and legal description. And Saudi Arabia is planning to attack Lebanon. That's all the information we have. We have that there is actually preparation to do that. I'm not sure when or in what form, but Saudi Arabia said itself that it is going to attack Lebanon in military sense, either directly or indirectly.
How likely is that? Because Saudi Arabia is currently also involved in a costly and failed war, that we can call it, against Yemen. So why would it go ahead and wage a war against Lebanon at this juncture?
Because Saudi Arabia, the Saudi monarchy, has waged a war on Lebanon and Yemen, and it has been allowed to do so with the international support from the United States and the British governments supporting this war and with other allies. It feels it can do the same in Lebanon without even risking retaliation, because Saudi Air Force can reach Lebanon, but there is no Lebanese Air Force that can reach Saudi Arabia. So they feel that they can attack Lebanon with missile or with their Air Force without suffering any direct repercussion.
And what
it's
is
much
the-
easier.
Okay, and what is the role of Israel in this? Because Syed Hassan Nasrallah has also talked of what he said, that Saudi Arabia is asking Israel to attack Lebanon. Would you elaborate on that?
Yes, Saudi Arabia will not attack Lebanon without coordinating it with Israel. In fact, the information I wrote about 2 days ago, that Israel tried and maybe have created a corridor, a land air corridor that allows Saudi